We learn Masechet Sukkah that we test on our ways, and we're beginning from the Mishnah that we test on our ways. Ha'oise sukkasei kemin tzrif. You make the sukkah shaped like a tipi. That's the shape of the sukkah, a tzrif. Oi shesam kol kaisel. Or you took like schach mats and you just leaned it on the wall. And what's the significance of these type of sukkahs? There is no separation between wall and roof. It just seamlessly goes into one to another. You don't know what's the roof and what's the wall. And that's the shayla. It's called shepui oilim. The shayla, that's called the oil. A oil doesn't have a separation in wall and roof. Is that called the oil or not? So the Tanna Kamma says, Rav Lezer says it's pasul, peshen lagag. It's pasul. Why? Because there's no gag. There's no difference in the gag and the kaisel. It's kulei kaisel. It's all wall. But chama machshirim. Chama all is kosher. And the machlekes is a shepuy oilim oilim, which means the oil doesn't have a separation in roof and wall. Is that an oil or not? Is that a kosher oil? Machlekes Rav Lezer and chama. Dr. Gemara, Tana, Linton of Braisa, Moide Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer is Moide, even though you hold that when it's on a slant. It's not kosher for a schach, not kosher for a sukkah. But let's say you went up one tefach, and then you put the slanty wall slash roof, leaning on a wall. That, or same thing with a teepee. It has tefach straight up, and then it goes like a teepee. The halacha is, it's kosher. Why? Because now I made a separation between wall and roof. Even though it's not a hechsher of a wall, because the wall is 10 tefachim, but the whole sukkah is more than 10 tefachim high. Just made a difference in a wall and a roof, and that's enough. Or you went away from the wall one tapach and there was straight, and then you went down. Shikshere, it's kosher. And the chiddush is even you can use lavud for this. Even you can use lavud for that one tapach. As long as it goes straight a little bit and then goes down, there's a separation, and we know now clearly what's the wall. It's defined what's the wall and what's the roof, and that's enough. My tamal the rabbanon. So that's pshat. What's pshat the rabbanon? Hold, you don't even need that. My tamal the rabbanon. Shapuy oilam kayolam dami. Slanty oil is like an oil, it's like a roof, it's like a structure, it's like a house. And even though it's not defined what's the roof and what's the wall, it's kosher. Abaye asked Rav Yosef, now I'm going to give a case which has to do with shepui oil, but it's really the opposite type of case. Abaye asked Rav Yosef, they're called Goni Bekilas Chasana Mesukah. Abaye went to visit Rav Yosef and he sees he's taking his afternoon nap in the Kilas Chasanim, in a bed with a canopy that has no tefach, it's just slanty in the sukkah. So obviously, what does he hold? That's not an oil. So who does he hold like? He holds like Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah comes out. Because our Mishnah said that's not a kosher sukkah. He holds it's not an oil. So he held it was not an oil. Amalei keman, Rabbi Eliezer, you hold like Rabbi Eliezer? Shafik, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, you left Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, and holds not an oil? Amalei, so he answered him, no, I have a different girsa in this machlekes, and I hold that the Chacham would want to hold his pasul. Only a brayse ibgatani. Rabbi Eliezer machshir a chamam paislim. Rabbi Eliezer is kosher and chamol it's pasul. And therefore, I'm going like the chachamim that it's pasul. So then he asks him, okay, you have a brayse with a different version of our Mishnah. Shafkus masisim v'avus kebrayse. Our Mishnah says Rabbi Eliezer is pasul. You're using the brayse as Rabbanu is pasul. On Malay mislisim v'chidahi. Our gears of our Mishnah that separates Rabbi Eliezer and the chamim is v'chidah. The time within a brayse. You make a sukkah kamin tzrif, or you just some color kaisel, he's made it next to the wall, which is in these cases not defined the roof and the wall. Rav Nosson Aymer, Rav Eliezer paisel, preshein lo gag. Rav Nosson says that my girsa is Rav Eliezer one of passes because no gag, mecham machshir, mecham all is kosher. So our Mishnah says Rav Eliezer paisel, preshein lo gag, is Rav Nosson's version of the machlaikas. Since that's the yichidah, so therefore, he can assume like the brisa, that's the opposite case is true, the chum holds parcel, and the chum holds not oil, and therefore, he went to sleep in a kilas chasanim. Our mission is going like Rav Nosson, it's going like a yechidah. Yeah, our mission is like the yechidah. You know, why Rebbe put it that way, I'm not sure, but that's the way our mission is set up. It's a good question why Rebbe put it that way. It's just right, it's not mishta, here the shayla, here the shayla. Zok the Gemara Vaiter. By the way, you have to say that, Stam, in this case of Shepui Oilim, even though it's kosher, you have to speak out that even though it's on a slant, there's 7 tefachim wide of 10 tefachim high. Because if not, it's a problem of like a Diras Rucha, it's too low. It has to be 10 tefachim high. So it has to be 7 tefachim wide by 10 tefachim high in a certain place in this thing. So you have to make sure you get the right size tent over here. It has to be kosher schach, obviously also. Tent can't be made out of nylon. Got to be made out of something that's kosher material that like, you know, nylon probably has dinner like a beggar or a kli. So therefore it has to be like made out of these branches. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Next Mishnah is talking about schach mats. But you should know that a lot of it's not negeya Eros Chachmetz, because Eros Chachmetz are made special for Schach, and therefore it's much better. Zok to Mishnah. Machatzelas Kodim Gedoyla. A big mat made out of reeds. So we're going to see in the Gemara what's the stam of every mat. What's the status quo? Like the regular mat. What is that? For Schach or for sleeping? So our Mishnah says, Machatzelas Kodim Gedoyla is a big mat made out of reeds, which is kosher as schach, but it's made into a mat. Asar l'shchiva, if it was made for a rug to sleep on, mikabelas tumah, it's mikabel tumah, ve'imisachim, but you can't use it for schach. L'sichuch, if it was made for schach, misachim, but you can use it for schach, ve'imikabelas tumah, it's not mikabel tumah. What about stama? Stama, which means, you know, stama means we don't know one way or another. What do you assume? We have to see in the Gemara. It's a shikol stira. It's starting off saying dafka you make it for sleeping. It's a kabbal stama. Mashma stam. It's not a kabbal stama. Then it says a sichuch. It's mashma stam. It is a problem. So Gemara will talk about that. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, achas ketana v'achazel. Say a big one. Say a small one. It depends. Also in shchiva and kabbalas stama. If you made it for sleeping, it's a kabbal stama. You can't use it for schach. L'sichuch, you made it for schach. And it's not mekabel tuma. What's exactly Rav Eliezer arguing? We see he's changing something. There'll be a big discussion in the Gemara, exactly Machlekes Rabbanan and Rav Eliezer. And now, in the next whole Gemara, we're going to discuss basically two things. What's stama, and what's the Machlekes Rav Eliezer and the Rabbanan about these chachmats. Zok to Gemara, Hagufa Kasha. The ratio of our Mishnah itself is a little bit of a stira. Amrit, you said, Asa ol shchiva mekabel tuma. You said, if you make the mat for a rug to sleep on, it's mekabel tumah. Ve'im esachma, you can't use v'schach. Taima the asa l'shchiva, hastama l'sichuch. Only because it made it l'shchiva is it a problem. But stam, if you have this big schach mat and you didn't have any mind one way or another, you're allowed to use a v'schach. And the next part of the Mishnah says, no, the opposite. If other tani l'sichuch, if you made it v'schach m'sachem, but ve'im kavas tumah is not mekabel tumah. Taima the asa l'sichuch. It's a good thing you made it for schach, hastama, but stam is a shchiva. It's for sleeping, and it sounds like it is mekabel tumah. So what's the stama? What's the stama of this halacha? So the more holy kasha, it's not shver. Kam begdoyle kam begtana. More was the tanya that you can tanya the ratio of the mishnah. You read it like this: the first mishnah, the first part of the mishnah, it says stama, it's kosher as schach, and only asal is shchiva. You can't use for schach. That's the one a big mat. A big mat you usually don't use for sleeping. It's a mat 10 amas by 10 amas you put on top of a sukkah, not to sleep. It's a little too big to sleep on. A katana is stoma for sleeping. Therefore, you have to say dafka l'sichuch. So the Mishnah goes like this: Mechatzel is kong de la sol shchiva kvel stoma ve'isachim ba. But stoma, it's kosher v'schach. But a katana, it's stoma aser. Only if the l'sichuch could you be misachim ba. That's the read the ratio of the Mishnah. So, the Gemara, Eima Seifa, Migur is like Rashi's Girsa, Eima Seifa, Rabbi Eliezer, Eimer, Echas Katano, Vachas Gderle. He's speaking of both now, Klar. Achas Vachas Gderle, says the same halacha. Here you can't say one half of Mishnah Katano and Gderle, because it's both. Achas Katano Vachas Gderle, Asal Lashkiva, Mikabelas Toma, if you made it for sleeping, it's Kabbat Toma, it's Akaba. Taima, the Asal Lashkiva. Only because he made it Lashkiva is it no good. Hostam, a Lashikach. Stam, it's a Sichach. If it's Stam, you don't have any in mind either way, it's a Sichach. The Sefer says, if you made it a sichuch, you can use it for schach. Only if you made it for schach. It's a shchiva. So here it's a stira from one line to the next line. You can't say one's a gedoyla, one's a ketana, because it's achas not a gedoyla. So what's pasha pshat in our Mishnah? We have a big problem. Hello, Rava. Rava says pshat like this. Everyone agrees the big schach mats, they're made for schach, and stoma, it's a sichuch. Ki pligi, the whole machlek is a big tana. Tana kama sova stam ktana l'shchiva. Tana kama holds that stam ktana is a shchiva. Rav Eliezer sova stam ktana l'm sichuch. It means that if he argues now, Rav Eliezer holds, it's always kosher. Stoma is always kosher. Stam is always kosher. V'halcha kama. And this is how you read our Mishnah. Machatzel sakonim gedoylo, when it's a big one, if you made it a shchiva, mekabel stoma. Ve'im esachma, you can't use v'schach. But stoma, taima da'asol shchiva. Ha stoma, then nase kemisha also asichu v'sachma. Then it's ke'ilu, you made it v'schach and v'sachma, because stoma, it's good. Va'asol Rabbi Eliezer, skipping the references. Va'asol Rabbi Eliezer l'mei, Marla says, no. Achas ketana, v'achas kedoyla, stoma k'sher l'sichu. Which means, achas ketana, v'achas kedoyla, if you made it l'shchiva, it's a problem. But stoma is a sichuch. That's what comes down. Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Omer, might as well finish the Gemara because it's the middle of a Cheshbon. Omer le Abaya. So Abaya says back, if you look at the Lashon, it's a little schwer. What's more poshut? When you're saying everything is stomel eschach, what's more poshut? Gedoyla is more poshut. So you should say is, achas gedoyla of achas katana. Not only the gedoyla, also the katana. Here it says the word katana first. Here it says in our Mishnah, achas katana of achas gedoyla. Omle Abaye Yochi Rabbi Yezah Oyme Achas Katana of Achas Gedoyla Achas Gedoyla of Achas Katana Meboyle. It should say the other way around. It should say it's the other way around. It should say Achas Gedoyla of Achas Katana. That's what it should say. Achas Gedoyla of Achas Katana Meboyle. Va'oid, even more, I'm going to show you that they're arguing by Gedoyla. Va'oid, because now it's like they're arguing by Katana if it's Stomel Eschach. I'm going to show you they're arguing by Gedoyla. But you keep pligi big Gedoyla to pligi. Rav Lezal Chumra, Lezal being machmer that you always have stomel l'shchiva. The time went in a brayso. Makatzelas akarim gedoyla, big makatzelas, but sachinba. Tanakam says you can do shchach, that's a stomel. Rav Lezal Chumra, no. Im ainim mekabel stomel sachinba. Only if it's not mekabel tumma, which means he made it l'shem lehedya mefurish, clearly for shchach, are you allowed to sachinba? So we have to change the Mishnah. Hello, Amra, Papa. B'ktana kulam l'pikad is stomel l'shchiva. Everyone agrees that b'ktana is stomel l'shchiva. Keep pligi, the whole machlekes is big gedoyla. Tanakama sova stam gedoyla sichuch. Rabbi Eliezer sova stam gedoyla nami l'shchiva. And the way you read the Mishnah is, like Rashi explains, it'll be back to the first pshat, that the ratio is talking about gedoyla. The ratio starts off with gedoyla, which means machzel is called gedoyla, sol l'shchiva, kabel stom, which means because it's stom ala schach. This seifa is talking about katana. And there, only you do it with ferish l'sichuch m'sachimba. And that Rabbi Eliezer says, no, achas katana va'achas gedoyla have the same halacha. And they're always asr. So what's lashon asal l'shchiva? Umay asal l'shchiva, the kama hachkamar. Stam asiyas anam l'shchiva adav l'sichuch. He's saying, achas katana va'achas gedoyla, stam is l'shchiva. Stam is l'shchiva, and it's mekabel as tuma until you make it for sichuch. To make it sichuch, it's mekabel as tuma. And therefore, he's being more machmer. He holds a stam schach mat, in those days at least, was made for sleeping and was not able to use unless he made a little hedya, a little sichuch.